Now, the rest of the story. Literature and legend are brimming with stories of fair damsels kidnapped by pirates. Well, the story you're about to hear is true. Surely you have heard nothing quite like this one. Julie was on a Mediterranean cruise bound for one of those Greek island resorts for the young, rich, and trendy. The captain of the vessel had warned that there were pirates in those waters between Miletus and Rhodes, seafaring ruffians who would not hesitate to carry off one of his wealthy young passengers to hold for ransom, and Julie did fit the description, and yet remained unimpressed with the stuffy old captain's admonition. Life was meant to be enjoyed, Julie said, and one might miss out on it while worrying. But the captain was right. That very day, a sleek, fast pirate ship appeared on the horizon, approached rapidly, overtook the ponderous cruise ship. While the pirate vessel was alongside, one of the pirates spotted Julie. As his eyes widened, a broad leer grew beneath his eyes. Pointing to Julie, he declared to his black-hearted comrades that that one would bring a fine ransom indeed. But this is the rest of the story. While Julie's parents had a fine old family name, they did not have a fine old family fortune. In other words, they were distinguished, yet not particularly rich, at least not nearly as rich as Julie's captors imagined. This fact alone made young Julie's subsequent defiance really remarkable. Taken aboard the pirate ship, the captive went cheerfully, even enthusiastically. Told the figure at which the ransom had been set, Julie haughtily claimed it to be worth 2.5 times that much. The young prisoner was then taken to a small island, which the pirates used as their hideout. To pass time in captivity, Julie wrote lengthy flowery poems, even made the pirates listen to them. And should anyone in that audience of cutthroats express less than sincere interest in Julie's poetry, the poet would promptly administer a withering tongue-lashing. Well, the pirates thought all of this was quite amusing. This boldness midst the direst of circumstances. So each time Julie complained about the primitive accommodations, each time Julie called the kidnappers barbarians, they, the pirates, just chuckled more and more heartily. How gravely they underestimated their young captive. For after Julie's parents scraped up the ransom money back home, and after the ransom itself was paid to the pirates, and after Julie was returned safely to port, you know what Julie did? Sweet-talked a bunch of volunteer vigilantes into sailing out to the pirates' island lair, where the kidnappers were captured and eventually brought to justice. Julie had been in real danger out there. Families who failed to raise ransom money in those days could be assured a horrible death for their kidnapped relative. But Julie stayed cool, used psychology, demonstrating a bravery and a cunning for which his soldiers one day would admire him and for which history would remember him forever. That's right. Julie was a he. The high-born young Roman stolen from shipboard by honest-to-badness pirates in 77 B.C., later became Rome's most celebrated emperor, Julius Caesar. And now you know the rest of the story.